welcome everybody to episode 618 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Breakman, how are you doing, man? Oh, Jesus. The bullshit starts early on RP Grinders, I tell you, man. That's a good sign, though, Break. Whenever you're playing Harmy, that's a good sign. What about you, Eric? How you doing, man?
I got through the most grueling week ever.
Ooh, all right.
And didn't escape unscathed because I took today off because I didn't feel right going to work with a massive migraine that was bothering me even yesterday.
Yeah.
It was worse then, but still.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. Well, hopefully you feel better, man.
I probably need to get new pillows, too. That would help.
I know this...
But I haven't been able to do anything because I've been so tired and working late.
You've been working your ass off. I thought you might miss today's show again, but you're here, Eric. Gosh, man. Whirlwind of a show we got for you today. We got a little bit of RPG news. Lots of Stinkos, lots of Sweetos. You know, just a bunch of stuff. I got a Eric and I have some reviews. Breakman, you have a review today at all?
I'm trying to think of what happened this week. Not that I can.
Maybe you could review Rudy Giuliani's press conference. That'd be great. Sure. And our free for all this week, we're in round three of our. We're down to 16 horror TV shows. We're gonna get down to the ultimate scariest, best horror TV show of all time. I think there's going to be some contention today. We'll get to it, but in lieu of
spoiler
that,
alert, it is the Kardashians.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We should have put that in there. I really should have. In lieu of that, let's do it.
That would have clean swept. Like, oh God, there isn't anything scary.
There was nothing would have beat the Kardashians. That's why I didn't put it in there, man. But
do you know anybody that actually eats ham for Thanksgiving instead of turkey?
I eat ham for Christmas, not Thanksgiving.
I do know people that don't like turkey.
Ooh, I love turkey, man.
Mrs. Brickman's family doesn't eat turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. Nothing wrong with that, but turkey is delicious, so there we go.
My family does, so it's who I usually spend Thanksgiving with. But,
mesquite turkey, though, or smoked turkey.
At home.
Yeah. Turkey's good shit, man. It's good stuff.
I always get the traditional Thanksgiving turkey. I'd probably get mesquite or smoke myself, though.
Yeah, why not? Okay, let's get started with the news here, guys.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, from... Excuse me, I had a burp. Void Terrarium Plus.
I'm not familiar with that place. Excuse me, who is that?
It's a weird developer.
Yeah.
No. Excuse me, I got a burp. The developer. Okay, my bad.
I thought that was
Void
the game.
Void Terrarium, because I'm not trying to pronounce that thing.
Plus. Let me try. Void Terrarium Plus.
Okie dokie.
Terrarium Plus Fur.
The Plus version heads to PlayStation 5 on February 18th in Japan. No word on localization, but it's only a matter of time since NISA did the last one.
Yeah. Not a lot of gameplay on the trailer. Like, they show you this like weird like angled like gameplay trailer, but
it came out in July on the Switch.
Yeah, it looks okay.
Anyways, the PS4 version came out like a couple months later, and now this is coming out next year. I'm going to throw a ball out and say that it's going to probably come out the same time the Japanese version does for English localization, because they've already done the work, so they just need to get it done before it releases.
Yeah. Bernie's in chat. Shout out to Bernie and all of the hardworking players over at, the PH.
Anyways, there's going to be new content to the game, and then, of course, if you have the older versions, you can just get the update for free.
Freak is in chat. What's up, Freak? Nice to have you in chat.
Oh, wait, not for free. It says paid DLC, but oh well.
He says, hello, Grinders, and hello, Harmy, Breakman. So there you go. All right, Break, do we still have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All
right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I did. You were just so quiet, man.
I was letting Eric speak. I didn't interrupt him enough, I thought. Coming to us live from RPG site, Azur Lane Crosswave launches for Nintendo Switch on February 16th in North America and February 19th in Europe. Idea Factory is, that paragraph repeats what I just said. Azur Lane Crosswave is a naval battle RPG based on the Azur Lane mobile game featuring characters based on warships. The Switch version also adds the following, according to Idea Factory. Taihu and Formidable, formerly DLC for the PS4 Steam version, are included as playable characters. Both come with the 3 support characters each and additional story content. An updated photo mode, you can now post for up to 6 characters instead of 3 for more photo shoot fun. Jesus. Get creative with new extended camera angles. Really? What the fuck? That is a feature?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this Pokemon Snap? No. Then why?
Haven't they come out with a really good, naval, World War II RPG? I think that would be, super interesting based on World War II. All the naval battles and shit, you know? I don't know, man. This sounds interesting to me. Anytime I hear naval battle, what was that Assassin's Creed game that was kind of naval battle-y? Do you remember?
Black Flag.
Yeah, Black Flag. Black Flag.
There's some naval battles in Origins and Odyssey as well.
Yeah, I didn't get anywhere in Odyssey, man. Odyssey was, that's a tough game. tough game.
Actually, maybe not Origins, but definitely Odyssey.
Yeah, I didn't play Odyssey at all. But,
I know you could ride a boat in Origins, but I don't know if you could ever shoot cannons because of the time period.
Yeah. Freak says a brewery in Iowa has a limited release beer he's trying. Well, that's cool. Let us know how it is, Freak. All right, let's move on to the next story. Come to us from RPGsite.net. Let's see. It's Ark the Lad, Ard, to see a global English release. That's interesting. The game originally released in Japan in 2018 after being originally teased as far back as 2016. Details are scarce. But official website can be found, and there's just a little, it doesn't really have much. I'm looking at it. It's got character profiles and, shit like that. So it's a tactical RPG, of course. And that's about it. So, and it has a little bit about the story, but I'm not going to read that. It looks okay. It sort of looks in the style of Final Fantasy Chronicles, sort of, something like that. So. All right, Eric, anything else on that, gentlemen? You guys want to comment? All right, Eric, you're next.
Okay. The only other thing I'll say for Ark the Lad R is that it's a mobile game, so it's I don't know how good it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mobile games have gotten, really complex.
They've gotten better. There's no doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
I'm worried that it's gotcha. Mechanics, though, will be in it.
Yeah. Freak says French Toast Cocoa, it's a chocolate stout with cinnamon and maple syrup. It's 7.9. Mm. That sounds good, actually, Freak.
I'm not really interested in flavored alcohol. It's still going to taste like barley, isn't it?
Not necessarily, man. You'd be surprised. There's some surprising beer combos that you wouldn't think. You wouldn't think chocolate beer would taste very good, but it's actually...
I had chocolate wine.
It is. Chocolate beer is amazing.
It is.
I thought, when I first heard it, I'm like, no. And I avoided it for a long time, but the first time I had one, I'm just like...
Maybe unlike chocolate wine, the chocolate overpowers the taste of the barley.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man.
I'm saying this as a person who likes chocolate wine. So.
Yeah. All right. What do we got next, Eric?
Otome announces Otome visual novel. Shuen no Verche? I don't know. Error with a big R, Salvation, for Switch.
Okay.
Idea Factory bringing in Ultimate has announced the game we just mentioned in collaboration with popular illustrator Yomi. Dark fantasy title set in the land of art picture with where everybody dies by the age of 23.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, so that's an excuse for them all being teenagers, okay?
Yeah. Freak says, LOL, not as good as my gift from Frank. My brother-in-law was still surprised by it a few days later. Interesting thing about that strain, Freak, I think what you guys were experiencing was CBD along with the THC. Anytime that you have CBD in addition to THC, it's good stuff, man. Like, I sent you some good shit, man. That's all I got to say. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No, that's really it.
Okay, next story. I think it's, whose turn is it? Is it my turn? I think it's my turn. Or is it yours, Brake? I think it's yours. Next up, Brake.
Come to us live from Gamatsu. Oh, Jesus. Why are you scrolling now? Ketsui Def Tiny Kasuna Jigoku Tachi, now available in North America.
Not bad.
I have no idea what I just said.
Not bad,
Ketsui?
Man.
No, just Ketsui.
Ketsui. Yeah.
So it's like, okay. It's going to be $34.99 on the PlayStation Store. The original, it first launched in Japanese arcades in January 2003, followed by, they still had arcades in 2003 in Japan?
Yeah, oh yeah, man. Shit. They still like, have them now.
Yeah.
This is a game that's criminally gone unlocalized for almost 20 years now.
About that time, I think already like the arcade's been completely taken over by Dance Dance Revolution, and there are no actual arcade games left. overcome a despair with Ketsua determination, originally released in 2000. I just said that. Feature 7 modes, the most in series history: arcade mode, super easy mode. I like that one. Arcade challenge, bonds of growth, Def Tiny mode, a new remix version with hyper destructive gameplay. And okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So the game's a little pricey considering it's digital only, but considering the previous versions of the game, the physical releases are like $60 or more.
Yeah, it looks good.
Depending on which, like, there was even a DS version of the game.
Yeah, it looks decent. I don't know. It looks good to me. Freak says you said it was your second best strain. I kind of want to try your best strain now. It depends on your perspective, Freak 5. I know I said that last week. It technically it is based on potency, based on my own intake, and I'm a connoisseur when it comes to weed. But the only other one that I have that's stronger doesn't have any CBD. So you're not going to get that really good, you know, body, you know, feeling good kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like almost a, not a narcotic, but like a pain reliever is what CBD does more than anything. And the edible in the bottom of the vial was a nice surprise. Yeah, I figured. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Nice to see you. Welcome back on in. All right. Let's see. It's my turn. Next comes to us from Gamatsu. English versions of Persona 5 Scramble, the Phantom Strikers, listed by Asian retailers for February 23rd, 2021 release. Localization announcement finally incoming? Question mark? I would say so if they have an English version. So there you go. February 23rd.
Well, the thing is, I think the only reason it hasn't come out yet is because Age of Calamity was coming out, and they don't want to cannibalize sales of two different Musou games.
Yeah, yeah. What exactly is this game, Eric? Because I haven't heard much about Scramble.
Sure, it's so packed.
It's basically a sequel to the original ending of Persona 5.
Oh, and, okay.
And it's an action RPG because it's more of an RPG than it is a Musou game. I mean, yeah. It's using a Musou engine, yeah. But I'm guessing it doesn't play exactly like a Musou game.
Okay, all right. Freak says, LOL, by connoisseur you mean big old pothead, right? No, I mean I'm a connoisseur, Freak 5. There's not very many strains that I don't know a lot about. I used to be a bud tender, so I had to know.
From what I can tell, the game's kind of a spiritual successor of sorts to the Devil Summoner PS2 games.
Yeah, yeah. I think I agree with your comment in chat, Brake. You're up next, Brake. Yo, Brake. Did we lose you?
We lose Brake.
There he is.
No, I'm right here. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Retro futuristic action puzzle adventure game, Retro Machina. Coming to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in quarter one of 2021 on coming to us live from Gamatsu, because I forgot to say that. Let me see here. Equipped with the ability to control other machines, our hero must use all the tools at his disposal to rebuild himself and find out if any intelligent life remains. Well, the answer to that is no. He must explore the desolate, disintegrating, maze-like terrain. Well, that sucks. He's just walking around, and all of a sudden the ground behind you disappears like, oh, my fucking God. Overcome the harsh environment, take control of deadly and antagonistic automatons in order to discover the mysteries of the world and the origins of its only remaining city. Automatons is a word that's not used enough. It's the other surviving city of the long dead world, Endeavor City. Oh, okay. Has for centuries existed as a robot utopia, following a strict set of rules and processes in an effort to maintain its perfection. A perfect world where imperfections must not remain. To all its inhabitants, the city under a great glass dome is as it was from the start, but something in the crumbling towers and overgrown roadways seem off to one malfunctioning robot. With his former family turned against him, he must navigate the land beyond the dome city, overcome the treacherous challenge that face him, and seek help for his much-loved home. Set in a vibrant, hand-drawn, avant-garde, retro-futuristic environment, Retro Machina draws inspiration from the works of science fiction's foremost authors, Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke. Players are invited to explore four diverse biomes, each with their own unique aesthetic and vicious bosses.
This game looks good. The aesthetic looks great.
Sounds interesting.
When I first saw the picture, I'm going to put it up on the screen here for you people that can't see what I'm talking about. What was that game called? Glitch in the Matrix, I think is what it, or Glitch or whatever it was. But it was like a robot character similar to this. I think it was a PS2 game, maybe a PS3 game. But I think I might know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's an underrated game. It's an action platformer.
I think we are thinking about the same game.
I think it's called Glitch, if I'm not mistaken. But let's see. Slagar says, action RPG. Are there in real life RPG where your toon just sits around and watches TV and drinks beer to level? That's The Simpsons, isn't that? Or Freak says, isn't that The Sims? I'll try it. Slagar. Let's see. Souls games use souls to level up, Eric says. Yeah. We'll be talking about Dark Souls in a minute. That's the news.
In Souls, a soul is a different way of saying spirit. Spirit's a different way of saying alcohol. So maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a little stretch, though.
Yep.
Maybe that's what they're really doing when they consume souls. It's alcohol.
Breakman, do I have to hit your music?
Oh, you know what? No.
Okay. Darn it.
There is a dude in Dark Souls 2 called Gavilon. He just drinks alcohol the whole time.
I'm going to double check right now. I looked earlier, but maybe something.
Send Breakman some questions at RP Grinders. We will answer any and all questions, regardless of what they. You don't want Breakman sad. He's been crying a lot lately.
It's too late.
It's too late this week, but maybe next week, Breakman. Maybe next week we can get some questions on the old Twitter hotline, I guess. All right. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
Let me see what I've been playing. Friday the 13th, a little bit more of that. But there was an update last week, and since that update, I've been having major lag issues with that game.
With which game?
And connection issues, stuff like that. Like, I'm constantly getting kicked out of games now, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep playing this game or not.
Which one? Game?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, they had an update, man.
They fixed something, but in, like, true Bethesda fashion, they broke, like, five things.
Yeah, on the Xbox side, it's definitely having a lot of connection issues. At least I am, anyway.
They close the servers?
Well, that's the computer. Oh. That's our PC. The computer, yeah.
Oh,
PC.
I thought they closed down everything. Like they were just...
No, I mean, it's still on Xbox Live. It's just it doesn't have its own independent servers, but you can still, I mean, it's still a connected Xbox Live.
Right. Gotcha.
So I don't know how long I'll be playing that, if it's going to stay broken, but I've also been playing Doom Eternal, which, same thing. I gotta say, I'm pretty close to the end. The fighting is fun. The exploring is fucking bullshit. Like the jumping on monkey bars, going over gaps, and just it's so fucking bullshit. I hate it so much.
Yeah, the platforming I heard was just so bad. They should just get rid of that element altogether.
Mm. I turned on the difficulty level because I'd do the platforming, and by the time I'd get to an enemy, like, I died so many times platforming, like, I'd get there and immediately get murdered by the enemies. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this on, like, normal skill level, I guess. Just what hurt me plenty, I think.
Yeah.
Can you swap difficulty on the fly in that game?
Yeah, you can. Which is pretty cool. I do like that.
That's a good addition to that game.
It's like getting into the original Doom, you stuck it with it until you start the new game.
Yeah, it lets you swap the fly, which is cool. Yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything, like, new to report on the game. Maybe after I beat it. I haven't really tried the multiplayer either, though. Maybe I'll try that at some point.
Freak said they got rid of the dedicated servers. Before someone left the lobby you were in, it wouldn't close if they were the host. Just made someone else the host. Now if the host leaves, it kicks everyone out. That's why you've probably been having your issues.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what the problem is.
Okay. Donald Trump Jr. has tested positive for COVID.
Eric, we'll talk about that later. What
I know. Why you got spoiler sweetos for?
I didn't know. I hadn't looked at it yet. Sorry.
All right, Eric. What you been playing?
Been playing more Dark Demon Souls, and I finished that, so I'll got a review of it later. And more Batbarian. I need to fix that. And what else? I played like a little bit of excuse me. I needed to put it into the news, but I couldn't find an actual news article about it, but because it's not quite official, but it's all but confirmed. But Ace Attorney Collection, Great Ace Attorney Collection, which is an HD remastering of the 3DS games that never got localized here.
Oh, that's cool.
But there might be even more than that coming. Like, maybe they'll do HD versions of 5 and 4 and 6 as well. Yeah. Because Capcom's got, like, a big leak going on.
Ooh, saw that leak of Capcom. Very, very tantalizing. Breakman, did you ever play Resident Evil 4? We may.
I got to play it before it was released.
Ooh, we may be getting an HD remaster of that that game.
A remake. We already got remasters, so it'd have to be a remake.
Remake, yeah. We might be getting like the RE2, RE3 treatment on 4. So,
although they'll probably port the HD remaster to PS5 and Xbox Series X, because why not?
Yeah. All right. What else?
But other than that, I played Spirit of Justice. Yeah. Like, I didn't get very far, though.
Okay. Played a little MPQ, of course. Bard's Tale Remastered, I played and beat that a couple of times, so I'll talk about that. I just didn't get the one ending. I don't know if it's the true ending or what, but I just went online and saw it. Because I couldn't, like, the boss is, like, completely almost impossible to beat, so I tried over and over. I just couldn't do it, so I did.
Is it one of those bosses where it's just like stupid repetitive and you have to beat it like several different times or something like that?
No, not necessarily. It's just one of those, like, you're used to the game being easy all the way up to that point, and then when you get the, like, the one version of the boss, like, it's just so overpowered, and like she summons like all kinds of things, and you never have time to, like if you summon your summons, she gets rid of them real quick. So it's like there's not like a lot you can do in that span. And I've seen videos on people beating it and stuff like that. And
Phalanx is the easiest boss in the game.
Yeah. Slagar says, you all made your next gen choice. Yeah, mine is everything, Slagar, always. Like, next year I'm getting the Xbox when Halo comes out, but right now it's definitely
next year, because it's probably the most realistic time we can expect to be able to actually get one.
Yeah, exactly. Next year, sometime.
I'm gonna try on Black Friday online, but bots are probably gonna eat those up.
Yeah, probably. I'm not too worried about it. Like, I got the PS5. I got lucky to get that, and you know,
I want to look for a TV on Black Friday, I think.
Yeah. Do it, dude.
Anybody know a good deal?
Best Buy's running the best deals, dude. Best Buy and Target have really good deals on Black Friday TVs, man. Like, you could get... I think I saw, like, a 43... What size are you looking for, Brake?
Oh, about 50 inches, I think.
50? Yeah. They have, like... There's anywhere from, like... I think it's, like, 240 to, like, 500, you know? Really good TVs. So, you could find a really good one, man, for sure.
Yeah, I was looking at Costco, and they had, like... I'm looking to spend less than $500, and I was looking at, like, Samsung, LG, Hisense. I'd never really heard of
it. Yeah, don't get Hisense. Hisense is low-end BS, man. But LG...
I don't doubt it. It's, like I said, it's a Chinese company, so yeah. I wasn't really looking at getting that.
Yeah, get an LG. I got an LG, but I got a high-end CTX, like you know, ready for the new consoles and stuff, you know, because I'm...
Yeah, I think I am leaning towards, like, an LG, because Samsungs are nice, but it seems like they're sort of like Sony, like there's a price increase on them just for the name.
Yeah, they have some budget TVs for sure, but, you know, whatever. But anything else you've been playing, Brake?
No, it was your turn.
Oh, yeah,
it's
my turn.
You.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that's okay. Bard's Tale. I'll have a review for Bard's Tale in a second. Demon's Souls, I played more of that, and oh boy, I'm having issues with Demon's Souls. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. I can't even get past the first boss. Like I got to redo it. I got to start with the I've tried like probably 15 times to get past that first boss. And once you get past that first boss, the game kind of opens up. And I remember this from the first Demon's Souls from the PS3 era. Like, I had the same problem. Like, I couldn't beat that fucking boss and all that. But, you know, I know I'll get through it, but it's just going to take me a bit. Like, matter of fact, after this show, I think I'll give it another go with a different class and see if I can't, you know, can't get there. So, all right. Speaking of reviews...
RP Grinders reviews.
Brake, did you have a review this week?
I can't think of anything.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. Do you want me to review Octobug first or Demon's Souls?
Octobug first, man.
Yeah, because I was supposed to review this last week, but everything else was going on. I was not feeling great and tired, and we were busy because we had other reviews to get through, but... Now I'm going to cover it, but I'll have to make sure I let Eric Bailey know when we're done here.
Yeah.
But I'll have to get the episode up because it's my turn. But
All right, Octobug, Eric.
But Octobug is a game made by Eric B. Bailey and his little tiny development studio, which is him and several other people that work together online, called Tiny Bookshelf. And... This is, what, their, like, fifth or sixth game, maybe?
Yeah.
And it's a platformer, and there is two endings you can get, one of two endings, depending on whether or not you kill any of the flies. And the objective is actually to not kill them, because the other one's more of a glorified game over. But it's a cute little fun game. Like, if you when you're getting through the levels, they have like different themes that kind of open in a weird segue, kind of like the Sonic levels would with title cards.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Mantis will tempt you to kill the bugs, and he's like, kill the flies. And one of the levels was called Hype Mantis, and he has an air horn that goes off every time you kill a fly. It's a really weird but also sweet game because there's a good message about not being a meanie and killing the bugs.
Yeah.
Nah, whatever.
I kill flies
There's also some secret rooms that let you skip the rest of the level, and that's the best way to actually avoid killing the bugs.
Hmm. Okay, cool. Lurks is in chat. What's up, Lurks?
So, yeah, I gotta give this game a score. I think it's only about like $5, but I guess there's a worse way to spend even less money, but I'm gonna give it an 10 out of 10 because there's a lot of heart put into this thing.
Yeah, there's something to be said about somebody that puts like all their time and energy in one game. Like Eric Bailey didn't seem anything to me like Phil Fish, for instance, who is another one of those creators that creates his own games and really thinks that, you know, he's the cat's meow when it comes to gaming. And, you know, humble, I guess, is the word that I could describe Eric Bailey and everything that I've seen from Tiny Book. What is it? Tiny Bookshelf?
Tiny Bookshelf.
Yeah, Tiny Bookshelf. So, you know, kudos to him for putting out a game. It's more than any of us could ever lay claim to. So,
oh, yeah. If you want to download it, it's only available for PC platform, but you can go to itch.io.
Itch.io. Okay, there you go. Octobug. All right. On to your review of Demon Souls. And I have to say, Eric, you're a gaming god because I can't even get past the first fucking boss.
Most of the bosses actually are not that hard.
Oh, shut up, Eric.
No, don't... there's like three or four bosses in the game that are an actual challenge. The other ones are gimmicks, or there's ways to cheese them. Yeah. But some of the way to cheese the game, these bosses have been fixed, while other parts of it haven't been fixed. So you have to use other methods of cheese. Like, there's one boss that in the original, you could just arrow them to death through the fog gate, so you only had to deal with the second man-eater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, you can't do that now, so instead you can do the poison cloud method, which takes forever, but at least you won't die.
Yeah.
But this is a game done by Bluepoint. It's a remake. I like all the visual changes, even the ones that had the fat official's skin color be changed from pure black to white now, which my headcanon tells me that they did it to reflect their position as a corrupt politician, and most politicians are white, so therefore you're fighting the man.
Yeah,
but I think they might have done that because they didn't want people potentially thinking that like they were racist or something. Because like that's something that there probably wasn't an oversight committee on the original.
Yeah. I have to say, Eric, I'm from what I played from the last time around with Demon's Souls to this time, they've done a bang up job with this game. I'm really
impressed.
They even
added new content. Like, there's no DLC or anything, or at least not yet. There might be. I mean, because like, people are speculating that they might actually let you go to the sixth world.
Oh my god! If they did that, people would lose their fucking minds for good reason, man.
But they did add some new items and.
Whoa! Back the whole. Did you say sex world?
No, six.
Six.
Oh, never mind.
I like how Brake's ears perk up anytime he hears the word sex, boobs, tits, ass, anything like that.
You're awful.
Yeah, he is, but we love Brake, man.
Anyways, they have new items now. Some of them were DLC only via the deluxe edition. They didn't even offer the $20 soundtrack and that DLC pack separately from the game itself. Otherwise, you'll have to pay $90.
Yeah.
Some of the new items are like preservation range, which aren't that useful. Like, because all it does is further boost your resistance to status ailments.
Yeah. Slagar says, what? It's 2020. They want you to know you're racist. It's probably extra points. That's true, Slagar, for sure. Freak says,
anyways, like some other new items in the game, like they put these secret coins into the game. People didn't know that they were there until they started trying to find ways to open the specific hidden door in Voltarian Palace 1-3. And if you find 30 coins and you give them to the Sparkly, which is a snuggly of that game, he'll give you a rusted key, which you can use to open the door. But you can only find these coins through fractured mode, which basically mirror modes the game's perspective so that everything's been switched over to the right, left, or wherever it used to be. Which is disorienting. But the reward for opening this door and getting the item is the Penetrator set.
Okay.
The Penetrator is the name of a boss because he's got big spear.
Let me guess, Eric, you got these items.
No,
because
I have to look for the coins.
Gotcha.
And I think you might need to do on a second playthrough.
Gotcha. Freak says, LOL, I thought he said Sex World 2. Frank saying people would lose their minds makes sense if there was a Sex World. And Slager says, I has one ticket to Sex World. Sweet.
So if you ever wanted to wear the armor set for Penetrator, you can.
Yeah. He's a penetrator.
Only if they call that place Fantasy Island would I want that. Freak says, LOL, wasn't that one of the worlds in, the Enterprise visited in the new generation, next generation? Episode.
I need to give this thing a score before you move on.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
But before that, I do like to say that I wish there were a couple things they had fixed. Like, I think it would have been a good quality of life change if the game had just let you use your souls and level up without having to refight the first boss. Because now I've got 100,000 souls on the line, and I have to refight fucking Phalanx, which is not hard, but if you're starting out, it is.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have to deal with that the second time through and the third time through and so on.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
But other than that, the game, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's...
Very good showcase for the PS5.
Yeah, the only thing that it's missing, Eric, is haptic feedback on the triggers and adaptive triggers. I was reading a little bit...
It's still got good force feedback, though.
Yeah, it does.
Which is not comparable to the Switches, but better, because I think they use it more effectively in this game than most of the Switch games.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't have the resistive trigger stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. But that's the only thing bad so far that I can say, other than it still balls fucking hard. But
I think one thing I do like is the additional tool belt, which is kind of like Bloodborne and Demon's Souls 2 and 3. Where you can put additional items on those slots.
See, I didn't know what that was, and now that you say it, it makes sense. Like, I saw the tool belt, and I'm like, what's that for? I didn't know you could actually drop items into that thing, but whatever. Let's see. Slagar says he is the Penetrator, so there you go. All right, I'm going to do my real quick review of Bard's Tale Remastered. Voice acting is really great. Cary Elwes does the voice for the bard. The music is really fun. Tommy Tallarico Studios did all the music and lyrics and stuff for Bard's Tale. I gotta say, I'm not a big Tallarico fan. You know,
Tallarico sucks as a person.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him per se, but his studio does good work.
Like, if you want to know what kind of person he is, you should have seen him talking about Columbus, saying how great it was, and especially how great it was for Italian immigrants. That's the kind of person he is.
Yeah, whatever. The studio did a fine work with the music. I do like the game quite a bit. It's very rudimentary. Like, it's not world beating or anything. I thought the remaster was pretty good compared to, you know, the old school Bard's Tale, but they did a real good job with it. Not much to go with graphic wise and stuff like that, but you know, it was good. And you can kind of cheese through that game with the arrows. You know, any place you go, you can pretty much kill any enemy, which makes the game a whole lot easier than just, you know, going in meleeing everything. But all in all, it's a good remaster. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. It's real short. The story's real flimsy. You could see kind of the elements of the story from, you know, coming from a mile away. But all in all, it's really good. Very funny.
You play it on PS4 or Switch?
PS4. I played it on PS4. It's worth picking up. I mean, it's real cheap. I got that game actually in a Humble Bundle a long time ago for, like, I mean, I think I paid like $10 for like 12 games or something. It was ridiculous, but I'd say pick it up if you have a few extra bucks. It's a, I mean, I think it's $5 max on PlayStation Store. I don't know what it is on Nintendo, but it's worth a shot.
You mean it's on sale for $5, or that's how much it is?
I think that's how much it is, Eric. I mean, I got it in a Humble Bundle.
Permanently discounted to $5. Mm.
I'm guessing. I'm not 100% sure on that, but last time I checked, it could have been a sale, but, you know.
Yeah, most games drop in price really quick nowadays, unless they're made by Nintendo.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the original release was like $20, so maybe it's not that hard to believe.
Yeah, it's not that far from reality. I mean, the most it could be is $10. It's worth a $10, a pill. So, all right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
All right, I got some stinkos. I don't know if I want to get into all of them. Well, I guess I should, because it's just, I'm pretty pissed off about one thing.
I got a shit ton,
too.
Well, I guess
I'm pissed off about all these. Well, yeah. Let's see here. COVID has now killed over 250,000 Americans.
I got that. Yep, that's on my stinko list.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
It's sad, Breakman, because it could have been less than half that, you know. Whatever, there's nothing much more to say about it, Break. It's sad and, you know, it's depressing. So, you know,
yeah.
What else you got?
I know. At this point, I saw somebody on Twitter ask this week, do you know anybody who's been infected? At this point, everybody knows somebody who's been infected at least, you know, at least one person.
Yep. I know.
I should get tested. But I haven't been able to get out, so.
Yeah.
Get away from me. Maybe it was Frank again.
Uh-oh. Frank.
I still need to get my flu shot, too.
Be back soon. Uh-oh. Damn, you haven't had your flu. You got to get the flu shot. It's going to be bad this. I don't think the fucking people fighting against coronavirus understand like that we're also going to deal with the flu and cold and everything else. Like it's not just one problem. We're going to have all these fucking problems.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
That's cool. Yeah, we're just talking about Star Trek and chat.
Yeah, give me a. All right, I'm back. Bernie says she can't hear anything.
Uh-oh. Frank is mad buggy.
Uh-oh. Internet's attacking. Everything was going so good.
Mm.
And then Frank farted, and now the internet's gone.
He says continue, so what should you talk about until he figures
continue?
It out?
Wait, what were we talking about before he dropped out? Well, we weren't talking about structure.
COVID.
COVID.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we've said everything we said about that. I mean, we keep bringing it up, and we brought it up, and it's just fucking sad. It's depressing. I've said before, and I've been saying it for a while. People have been saying, I can't wait to the election, man. I can't wait to this election, and everything will go back to normal and stuff. People are fucking stupid.
Yeah, you
what
really
do you think was going to happen? He is burning the building down, basically. Trump has gone to all-out war with sanity at this point. And we're all going to be fucked because of it.
And don't give Biden money to make the transition go faster, because what's that going to do? Yeah. No, just kick him out of the building.
Yeah. No, I'm back, guys. Sorry, it's going to be – if you guys don't hear me, just keep going. It's
Biden doesn't need your money for any reason whatsoever.
No, and then you know what's funny is he's like – he talked about like the stimulus shit, and he's like, we don't need handouts. And then in another tweet, like probably a day apart, he's begging for money. You know, it's like, come on, man. I mean, really? Anyways, continue on. I'm sorry, Breakman. I'm all discombobulated.
No, it's fine. It's everything like – he's trying to fire everybody he can. He is obviously trying to undermine our elections, and just the poison that it's spread through the minds of so many people is driving me nuts. Just like, I can't believe how many people are like, it's all fraud, it's all fake.
Yeah.
There's some people at my work talking about how they still have this idea of the Democratic Party being this version of socialism that's the boogeyman of the U.S.
Yeah.
And when it couldn't be further from the truth, they're the GOP.
Well, people don't realize we actually have socialism in this country. In the form of Social Security, firemen, policemen, that's all social programs.
Those are all
programs. And their only idea of socialism are two failed socialist states, Russia and China, who only failed because greed trumps everything.
Yeah, that's why I think one form of government, like, you can't like be strictly like democratic or strictly like socialist or anything like that because of the corruption of man.
Yeah, you're gonna. That's have why I think
we work better as a country as like democratic republic. You know,
a
mixture of the two. But then, and now we see what's happening. It's been completely exploited. Like, both the Republican and Democratic parties have broken the system down,
destroyed everything.
Yeah, capitalism is the major evil, man. Like, I wish we could get away from capitalism, but people like their stuff. You know, it's like, you know, you can have stuff, but
even in a socialist country, there's still money being exchanged.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not the building block of the entire economic process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're coming to the end stage of capitalism for sure. What else you got, Brake?
I don't really want to get into this. Let's just move on for now. Maybe I'll talk about it later.
All right. Eric, you're up next.
My stinkos are the same as last week's, but there is a little bit of an update on this. Aniplex had to refund people for theaters that were closing that were going to show Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel 3.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But, like, they should have just not done it in the first place.
Yeah. All right.
I heard there are several bands out there that aren't refunding people for concerts.
That really sucks.
Yeah, like Smash Mouth, you mean?
Yeah. Smash Mouth, motherfucker.
That's absolutely ridiculous. No, like, we're just postponing it.
Yeah. Well, my concert was postponed. I told you guys about Guns N' Roses being postponed to next year. I mean, I'm not confident that they're even going to do that concert. It's supposed to be, you know, so, I mean, give me a refund this time, you know, don't postpone it again because it just, you know, Slagar says, why did my hair dye investments tank? You invested in the Rudy Giuliani, didn't you? that's what happened. Okay, Freak Five Stinko this week. Not going to share it here because if it turns out to be true, I might do something that will get me sent to jail. And I don't run a record of me being mad about it now, so if I end up in court, I can defend my actions by my emotions getting the best of me rather than it being premeditated.
If you end up in court, I don't know you.
Yeah, who's Freak What? Who's that? I don't know. You know.
No, I think it was some guy on the internet. No?
No?
Huh, no, no, no.
On TV, right? Celebrity, yeah. Maybe? No.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. No, not that. Okay.
All right.
I play a lot of video games. No?
Okay, speaking of Giuliani, he had a press conference, and oh, boy. Wow, I struggled with if it was a stinko or sweeto, but ultimately I put it in both, stinko and sweeto. I put it in the stinkos because – I mean, it was just a bunch of bullshit lies. And who was that? What's her name? The attorney? She's a piece of shit, man.
I'm not sure. Was it Sidney Powell? Is that
Sidney
the one about?
Powell?
Yeah,
Sidney Powell.
She is a QAnon supporting terrorist.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit. Giuliani's
a human garbage. She is a traitor to this country. She should be arrested immediately.
Giuliani's a piece of shit, and he's another one that's a traitor to this country and should be behind bars.
He's worked with foreign spies several times now.
Yeah, and it's a shame because Giuliani used to be thought of as one of the greatest Americans, especially during 9/11.
What I've been hearing, though, like from like people in New York reading online, I should say from people in New York, is apparently a lot of people knew he was a douchebag before. He's always been a douchebag. It's just now he's – the whole 9/11 thing happened, and you know, he did a good job during that, but that's like the only good thing he's ever done, apparently.
Yeah. Giuliani's a piece of shit, man. I don't even know how to express how much I can't stand Giuliani. Like, if anybody was to get COVID, I would wish it on Giuliani. Cause
have you seen the way he's sweating? I don't know if he doesn't have COVID as it is.
I'll talk about that in a bit. I actually know what that was, Brakeman, but I'll talk to you in a bit.
Is it the same drug that Trump's on?
No.
Made his eye. Like, he was – I don't remember what press conference it was the other day where he was just – it looked like his eyes were barely open, and I'm just
He's a raging alcoholic, Brakeman. That's his issue. He's a big time alcoholic, and I don't make fun of people that are alcoholics because you know it just you know, it's not something that I like to wish on anybody. Alcoholism is a definite disease and should be treated as such. You know, and most people don't think of it like that. They think of alcoholism as like a self-induced like type thing, which yes, people do put the alcohol in their mouths, but some people are more predisposed to addiction than others, and alcoholism is a whole different thing, so I'm not going to comment on that.
And but, just like drug addiction, the problem is the people have to want to get sober.
Yeah.
If they don't want to get sober, there's nothing you can do to help them.
Really. Let's see, Genova was there, another big piece of shit. And that new lawyer, I don't know her name, but she's a piece of work too. She was talking all kinds of shit about Trump in 2016, and now here we are, 2020, and she's, you know, defending the president left and right. Okay.
Let me just give like a quick, like basic, like I don't want to get into details type thing, the other stinko. Okay, so my dad's been in the hospital, and he's getting out, or actually he just got out today, but he's not going home. He's going into a nursing home for recovery.
All right.
I don't know if you guys know about nursing homes right now. There are no visitors allowed.
Yeah, that's really bad. Hopefully they're taking precautions.
And because they are super spreader places. So, yeah, I'm pretty nervous about my dad being in a super spreader place, and he's going to be there for the Thanksgiving at least, and won't be able to visit him at all.
Oy. Sorry to hear that, Brake. I hope it works out.
I'm pretty fucking pissed about that.
I hope they do the right thing and you know, take precautions, man. I mean, you're right. Nursing homes are super spreader places, and I don't even –
yeah. That's why they're not allowing visitors. So yeah.
My dad will be 41 years sober in January. Freak Five says that's a good accomplishment, man. I'm what, 20 minutes sober? No, I'm kidding. I haven't smoked any weed yet today. So, you guys know that I'm perfectly sober during the show, right? Like I never imbibe.
No,
like,
we couldn't even get you a smoke on 420. We thought it would have been funny, but no.
I know, man. That's all dedicated. I mean, it's so stupid. I really should just, like, you know, toke up before the show. But then I'm always afraid that I'll fuck up a recording or, you know, like, I don't know. I have,
like,
respect
you
for...
You should do it, like, for a holiday. Black Friday's next week.
Black Friday. Here's the thing. I have a lot of respect.
Wait, when's Christmas? Let me see. Check my calendar.
I have a lot of respect for the people in the audience more than they even know, man. Like people that listen, like on the in chat, of course, and then on the archives. Like I genuinely, like, really want to produce a decent product for people to listen, and you know, so.
This is interesting. I don't know if you realize this, but the last Friday of the month, or last Friday of the year, is Christmas.
Oh wow! So are we doing a show on Christmas? A Christmas special?
No idea.
Maybe we should take that day off, man. We haven't had a day off on Grindr.
We should talk about that and see. I mean, maybe we should, but yeah. I mean, well, because the next Friday is the first.
Oh God, man! Maybe we should take a couple weeks off then. I mean, we'll talk about it off the air. Yeah. But anyways. Let me get to more of my stinkos. Now, you guys remember, the Giuliani press conference, all I want to say is there was just a bunch of lies and bullshit that are being proven wrong over and over in court. And Giuliani's just a fucking clown at this point. So, you know, whatever. Another clown that I actually gave a sweeto to last week, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera got a sweet-o last week because he was trying to talk Trump down from the rooftop, right? Like, talk him down from jumping and you know, basically trying to reason with Trump and said he had a very good conversation. Well, this week...
One game show host reasoning with another.
Exactly. Guess what he wants? He suggested that in order to honor the president, right, that we should call the vaccine the Trump vaccine. And I'm like, I think we should do the opposite. I think we should call the virus the Trump virus because, you know, no one has, you know, done more to perpetuate the virus than Trump. So
I had not heard that. And yep.
I'd rather him not get any kind of recognition at all.
You know, I feel like
he doesn't deserve any.
I feel chills, like, just of anger from that statement.
Yeah, you can see it online, Breakman, and I'm sure you will at some
like,
point.
How can anybody...
He said, this is what he
fucking
said.
Fucking incompetence has cost the lives of hundreds of thousands
yep.
of Americans.
The
scientists average, they said if we'd done the right things, we could have saved at least 180,000 fucking lives.
Yep. You're right. If we would have just paid every citizen to stay home, you know, a couple grand a month like Canada did.
Oh, but that's socialism. We can't have that.
Oh, boy. I mean, what's a government for if not to help its people, man? You know,
during
I mean,
an international fucking crisis. That's what the fucking government is supposed to be here for, is to protect the people during a crisis.
Yep.
No, but people don't want it because it's socialism. Instead, we should go all back to work. That makes more sense. Let's fucking spread the disease.
Yeah.
That's in part of the whole.
My job has forced me to put masks on. I mean, we did back during the start of the epidemic, but we're back on masks now.
I'm of the belief that people should wear masks even after this fucking thing is over. Like, everywhere you go, just wear a fucking mask. Like, it's not that hard. Like, we can, you know how much flu deaths we can prevent by that? Or other bullshit? I mean, it's just crazy. I don't want to read what you wrote there in chat, Freak, because it seems kind of personal, so I'll just not read that. But I did read it, and that's really sad, man. Slagar says, not just call it the Trump vaccine, but call it that because of Trump's great leadership. Yeah, I know, man. It's a... You guys got
to
see
it. His great leadership was to take an international pandemic and decide that instead of him doing anything, he did his quote-unquote his travel ban back in fucking February. But then after that, he decided to let each state do whatever they wanted to handle it, each individual state. That's a great fucking plan, jackass.
Yeah, he's...
And when he didn't realize it was working, because, you know, March... when did we start opening back up? End of April, May, June, July. And the fact that it wasn't working, at no point did he step in and say, okay, well, maybe we need to change the next direction. And that's how many months? May, June, July, August, September, October, no fucking Vember now.
Yeah.
I know. That's why it said a half-ass ban, quote-unquote ban. It was his travel ban was fucking ridiculous. Basically, he banned foreign people from China and another country from coming here. But he didn't do anything to quarantine any people returning from countries like that.
Yeah.
And, and according to experts, like, a lot of the spread came from Italy for America anyway.
Yeah, I agree with all that, Breakman. The thing that really irritates me is he could have did one thing. One thing would have saved at least 50 to 100,000 lives, Breakman, if he would have just wore a mask on TV from the beginning and said, just wear a mask. You know, we'll get this thing under control. Wear your mask everywhere you go. That alone would have helped. You know?
Instead of that, he was going to like testing labs without a fucking mask on and contaminating shit.
Yeah, and he himself got COVID, so I don't know how else his supporters could find out that he's just a fucking figurehead. Like, you know, he's just dumb. Real quick, another quick stinko. I don't have a lot of information at the moment, but the Milwaukee shootings, and not the Kenosha ones. There was a mall that got shot up. There's multiple injuries, and I don't know how many deaths, at least one death, I think. Guns aren't a problem in this country, apparently. Milwaukee shootings again. Also, Rittenhouse got out of jail on $2 million bond. How the fuck did that guy afford $2 million beyond me? It was probably a bunch of MAGA chuds donating to a GoFundMe or something. But
oh, my God. He is a hero to those people. They are fucking insane. He is a murderer.
Yep. So that's that.
Actually, you know what? He's a terrorist, too.
Hey, we lost Frank again.
Domestic terrorism is fucking with our show today. This is bullshit.
It is, man.
MAGA hackers. Are they smart enough to hack?
I figured out the
no, but they're rich enough to pay other people to do it for them. Yeah.
The problem, I figured out the problem. The problem is this cord. I got to get a new cord. That'll be fixed by next week, I promise.
That's the problem with like Trump and those fucking asshole idiots. Is they're morons and they're incompetent, but they have enough money to pay other people to do shit for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They've always have.
Let's move on to happier subjects.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
The only reason I brought up the last part about the nursing home and stuff like that, because I really didn't want to talk about it, is just the fact that he's out of the hospital. That's a huge Sweeto.
That is
just
a huge dude. I've been worried and wondering about that break, and I didn't want to break it up. Talk about it, because I know you get real emotional with that stuff. So I respect you and hope for the best. And I'm glad. I'm really, really happy to hear that, Breakman. It's good news. I know he's going into a nursing home, but the fact that they don't allow anybody in is actually a good thing, dude. And hopefully he'll get out of there sooner than later, you know?
Mm. We'll see.
Yeah. Any other Sweetos?
Yeah, my other Sweeto goes to – you probably don't remember, but I complained a long time ago about some local politicians and some of their criminal acts and things like trying to run the city behind closed doors.
Yes, yes, I remember that.
Well, two of those people have been arrested by the FBI this year.
What?
Didn't you call them like the something five or something?
What's that?
Didn't you call them the something five or whatever?
Yeah, the Gang of Five. That's what their nickname, because it was five of them working together. But so two of them busted and another guy. So this year the FBI has actually been holding our crooked council members accountable for the
crime. What were they arrested for?
What exactly did they do, Breakman?
Let me see. Bribes. I think it was all bribes. Taking bribes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
they were for construction deals or something like that.
I gotcha. They weren't smart enough to wait until they became like senators and House representatives, because they take legal too bribes all the time.
Well, it's funny. Like two of them apparently like did everything they could to hide everything, and you know, the two that were just caught, I guess, in the last month, they did everything that like to hide it, true criminals too and stuff like that. But the woman that they busted several months ago, I didn't bring it up because it's just one, she barely hit it at all, and it was just like, it was such an easy like, oh wow, we've never seen anything this easy to bust before. And so it's a string of them, so I'm hoping to see more of them arrested, and hopefully that means maybe we need some changes where we can stop electing people like this.
Yeah it's sad, man. Cincinnati's you know, I don't know too much about the city itself, but I know they've been going through some corruption problems.
But most cities do, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean just for us. I mean, change needs to happen for everybody.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You get the money out, and then we can start talking about having a really good political system. You know, I mean, that's – when people are held to account by their people and not by donors is when things will – it'll change around, you know.
That accountability is does not exist in Washington D.C.
Yeah. All right. What else you got, man?
So that's it. That's it.
Okay, Eric. I didn't see any Sweetos for you this week. Do you have one or?
Hopefully, I'm getting back to a normal schedule next week.
Yeah, I hope so, man. They've been running you ragged, man, for sure. All right, mine are real quickly. Georgia finally certified their election results.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I still have to work tomorrow, and I have to do it 5-1.
I like that Trump lost twice.
I know.
What was the joke? No Republican has won there since, or no Democrat has won there since Bill Clinton, and And now Biden's won there twice in a week or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
So I mean, it's heartening, I guess. I don't know. I mean, this thing should have been over like a week ago, but here we are. You know?
And neither one of us are happy for because it's Biden. You know, we're not excited for that, but the election's over. Like, he lost, and he's doing everything he can to delegitimize this election. And he just invited those two guys from Michigan. Or two people, I think it's actually one's a woman, but those two Republicans from Michigan to try and get them to change their electoral votes.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
Well, according to Michigan law, it's already too late. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
But it's like he's trying to fucking burn our elections down in plain sight and nobody holds him accountable.
Well, what's funny is it's like it just that break. Our solace is that it's in plain sight. You know, it's not even behind the door. You know, kind of seedy kind of thing that we won't find out about until 10 years later. I mean, we're finding out this in real time, which is actually very heartening. So, you know.
But what scares me is that this two-party system we have with money in it, money, like you said, corrupts everything and no term limits. Like, we are going to eventually get somebody like Trump, only smart.
Yep. Yep.
And then it's over. Like, this country's done.
Well, like I said, end-stage capitalism, man. It's you know, that's what happens, man. Like, when people get too greedy, especially politicians, like, you have a one, two, you know, even three-party system. I mean, it's corruption. You know, if you have politics where you're beholden to your donors, you will never get anywhere. You know, if you're beholden to people and you're reliant on, like, you know, tax-driven what do you call them, like campaigns and stuff like that, then you're not beholden to donor A, B, and C. You know, those are the people that really run this country, the oligarchs, the people with billions. I'm not talking millions, the people with billions, like Zuckerberg and Bezos and Soros and, you know, Mercers and
Big Pharma.
Coke and Big Pharma and all that stuff.
I don't really know any of the names of the Big Pharma people. I forget them. That's why I said Big Pharma.
Oh, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, you know, all those people like that run those companies. Big tech companies like Verizon, Comcast. Freak says we need to remove parties from politics. I actually think that companies and big entities should not be allowed to donate to any political party at any time. Removing parties from politics, I could see that too. I think we need ranked choice voting, you know, where you're, you know, basically have multiple rounds of voting in order to get the one that really matters. You know, that's the only way things are ever going to get better here. Let people run on what they're going to.
The parties promote cronyism. Like, these people, like, they toe the party line. There's too much of that type of stuff.
And I have a big problem with that. Like, go with your platform, like what Freak 5 says. He says, let people run on what they are going to do for us. Yes, their platform, Freak 5, exactly right. Policy.
And hold them accountable when they lie about stuff, about their platform. When they say, policies. I'm going to do this, and they get in and immediately do the opposite or some shit like that.
That should be
grounds to remove them from office. Like, okay, you lied to us to get the vote.
Vote for policies. That's what we should be looking at as voters. You know, with Biden, what were we voting for? I didn't vote for Biden because fuck Biden. He had no policy.
I hate Donald Trump.
No, I understand that. But
I'm saying, like, I was adding to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, like, I voted for Biden not because I like Biden. I voted for Biden because I hate Trump.
See, but that's the thing. That's all people voted for. They hated Trump.
Because there's no real policy with Biden other than –
Right.
Big business as usual.
Right. That's what he said. Nothing will fundamentally change. That's what he said. And that's the wrong way of thinking. We need to be progressive in our thinking.
He already doesn't want to punish Trump.
Yeah. I know. I'm fucking pissed about that shit too. Like, they just want to – the whole, like, oh, let's be nice and move on.
You know what I would have said?
Shake hands and make bygones.
No.
That's what we did with the Confederacy and look at what's going on.
That's all
Obama did during his administration, make concessions for a party that wasn't ever going to care
about. Yeah, how about we don't make concessions? You know what Biden should have said? I'm going to let the Department of Justice handle that. And if there's wrongdoing, they will find it. That's what he should have said. Instead, he's like, oh, I'm going to give him a pass. And there'll be, you know,
basically an unofficial pardon, basically.
Yeah. Freak5 agrees with you, Breakman. Getting rid of Trump was worth voting for Biden. I disagree. I think if you have enough people that actually defy that logic, Freak5, then things might change. Like
the biggest difference as far as like not even a policy or whatever is that Biden wants to be president. Trump wants to be an emperor. Like, he wants to be president for life. Like Putin, you know? He jokes, quote-unquote, about being elected for a third, fourth, fifth term, you know?
I warned about
that's
this.
That's something nobody else has ever done. In my lifetime. Yeah, right? Back before there were term limits and stuff like that.
You touched on it, Breakman, when you said that there will be somebody a lot smarter than Trump, and there will be. Just watch. Biden's going to piss everybody off. He's going to lose in 2024, and we'll have another Republican to contend with that maybe wants to take things further, like Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is infinitely. Tucker Carlson is infinitely smarter than Donald Trump.
Yeah,
right?
He is.
So. Just think about that. Like, do we really want Tucker Carlson?
Don't make me think about that. That is a horrifying thought. I can definitely see him doing it too.
Yeah.
What I think is the way this country has been leaning. The next election is not going to have Biden's not going to have like the forced turnout like he did, because he's not going up against Trump. So the next Republican who goes up against Biden is probably going to win.
Well, check this out.
All the liberals are going to fall asleep. Like
guess who's eligible to fucking run again in 2024? Trump. Donald fucking J. Trump, man. So, and next time around, he might have better advisors. He might have people that he actually listens to that can do things like – he might do things completely different. Freak says Biden might die before 2024 and Kamala will run. Kamala's got no shot, Freak 5. She couldn't even win her fucking primary. She didn't even get close to winning her primaries for this time around. So
Trump's extremely unhealthy, too. He might not survive until 2024 also.
Well, one can hope, I guess. But
I'm not hoping for anybody's death, and I doubt he will because for some reason cockroaches seem to not die.
Well, speaking of getting COVID, Don Jr.
Everybody's stuffed on a cockroach, right, and moved your foot, took your foot off it and saw it, still trying to move and shit.
Here's the fundamental difference between you and I, Breakman. I don't give a fuck. Flying fuck about somebody like Donald Trump, right? Because this is a guy who still to this day thinks that 5 African Americans should get the death penalty for not raping a woman.
I think death is too good for him. I want him to rot in a cell for the rest of his miserable piece of shit life.
That's true. That's true. You're right. That would be a good fitting thing. But I wrote on Twitter, and I stand by this. Don Jr. got COVID, right? And that's another one of my sweeto.
Sorry, did I laugh?
One.
I wonder if he got it from his daddy.
He probably did.
I mean, his dad
man.
Throws him under the bus all the time, so why not?
I mean, I wrote that. I hope Don Jr. gets a tube stuck down his throat. You know, I mean, I honestly think that might be something that shocks the MAGA crowd enough to where maybe they wear fucking masks. You know, because nothing else has worked. Trump has got it himself. His advisors have got it. Fucking, what was his name? Ben Carson got it. Herman Cain got it and fucking died. And they still wouldn't wear masks. Like, what?
And you notice they've never mentioned it.
Yeah, they never mention it. It's like they're just in denial that this virus is raging, man. And there's 250,000 fucking people that have been put in the fucking ground. That deserve better. They deserve better. And, they were Republicans and Democrats. The virus doesn't see, what affiliation you are. It just fucking rages. And it's beyond me. But anyways, that's another one of my sweetos. I discovered a band called Wild Nothing. You guys should check them out. They're real mellow and cool. I really dig their music. Wild Nothing is awesome.
I do have a stink on that. I just remembered.
Okay, you're gonna have to hold off, Eric. Okay. And then real quickly, hair dye. I mentioned the Rudy Giuliani press conference. That shit was spray on hair dye, Breakman. He couldn't take the fucking time to go someplace and get his hair fucking dyed, so he did the quick thing of spraying on that shit, and that's what was draining from his fucking... It looked like his brain juice was fucking, coming out of his fucking ears. But all right, Eric, you said you had a...
Like, I don't know how anybody can stand listening to him. Like, he's spitting when he talks, and he's starting saying incoherent shit, and he's just... It's the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. It's. I hope all the kids who voted this year for the first time will keep voting, and most of them are liberal. They need to be more than liberal, Freak 5. They need to start thinking about voting people that don't take PAC money, that don't aren't beholden to donors. That's the only way things are going to get done, man. The only way. You start voting for the same old stupid centrist Democrats like Clyburn and, you know, on the Republican side, McConnell and Graham and all these worthless fucking pieces of shit. Pelosi is still the fucking speaker. Schumer. These are all centrist Democrats that need to go by the fucking wayside, whether by death or by voting the motherfuckers out of office. And it doesn't seem like it's going to happen because people cannot understand that it's going to take a radical way of thinking to move this country forward and not be stuck in centrism for the rest of their fucking lives.
Well, just look at what happened to the left-leaning candidate or left-leaning politicians like AOC. Like, when she's getting battered and battered and battered by the right, you know, Pelosi would say maybe a word or two, but
yeah,
where
yeah,
was the defense for her? Who was it? There were four of them. The other
Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Ayanna Pressley.
Okay. So, like, the farther they go to the left, like, the farther away the Democratic Party goes from, like, supporting them and such
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, they don't. They don't support their own. Democrats are fucking weak. That's why, man. They're weak. They pander to Republicans when they should be hammering them left and right. Pelosi should be on the fucking, you know, press conferences almost every day explaining how shitty McConnell is and how shitty Lindsey Graham is and what they're going to do to counteract that. But they never do. They fucking cave all the fucking Kamala Harris, the next vice president of the United States, is sitting there fist bumping with fucking Lindsey Graham.
I know.
Why? Why? That's what we got to deal with.
We don't want to hold them accountable. We're just going to move on and let bygones be bygones.
We have to be civil. We have to be civil. No, you don't. You can fucking hammer these motherfuckers like they do you all the fucking time. Not one of them is saying right
civility
now that...
Civility is a myth. It only works for people who are capable of civility in the first place.
Oh, God, man. These people are fucking...
Yeah, like they... You can't, like, give people a pass without... holding them accountable without there being some sort of
repercussions
a regret on their end or something like that. This, you know, there you has to know... be some sort of change. You can't just move on like nothing happened.
You guys want to know the real truth? The Democrats don't want change. They want things to stay exactly the same. They talk a big game. They talk, we got to vote Biden in because this is the soul of our nation. You know, that was his big thing. Battle for the soul of our nation. What the fuck does that mean? You know,
it means that Trump was screwing up so badly that all the money they wanted to get couldn't possibly match like what a proper leader would. And by proper leader, I mean someone who makes wars happen.
It doesn't mean anything. The battle for the soul of our nation. You know what means things? Healthcare means things. You know, free college or at least a drastically reduced education would
remember,
be nice.
Remember when I was trolling you, I don't know, earlier in the year or something, it was about the whole, like, dropping college costs for people who have already graduated and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or,
yep.
College fees. And I thought it'd be funny to mess with you and stuff like that. And, now people are actually doing the same thing, but seriously.
Yep.
Why do you care if kids today don't have to pay? Like,
that's the thing. They're so
progress, isn't that what we wanted? We want better for our kids than we want for ourselves.
People are so upset that people are going to get free college or reduced college that they can't in their minds they're like, well, I had to struggle and I had to do this. Yeah, you did. That's the point. We don't want, like you said, Breakman, we don't
and
want
you know what? Those people shouldn't have had to either.
We don't want our kids and our you know, if somebody wants to go back to school, why should we punish them by having them, you know, have more debt? Like that, it just needs to go away. Paying for education is archaic. It's dumb. It does
paying
nothing.
For school lunches also.
It does nothing. It does nothing but hold your country back. When you don't want an educated population, you get Donald Trump. Well,
Trump. The Republicans have done a damn good job, and Democrats have done a terrible job, like fighting back and pushing back on stuff like that. The Republican Party has convinced everyone who leans to the right that like college is a socialist institution.
Yeah, and it's absolutely bullshit. You know, if you don't have education, you know what you get? You get Trump. You get Biden. You get Kamala Harris. You get Cheney, you get Bush, you get all these fucking morons that Clinton, you get all these fucking assholes instead of, you know, decent and moral people. Freak Pie says it best. He says the Republicans and Democrat politicians are working together. They keep us divided so we don't unite against them. That's exactly right. Because I tell you what, Freak Five, Medicare for All polls at 70%, 70 to 80% nationwide. Republicans or Democrats. It's like, I think it's like 85% Democrats want Medicare for All, and like something like 67% Republicans want Medicare for All. But you know who doesn't want it? The politicians don't want it, because then all their fucking donations from all these health companies and insurance companies stop coming in. So yeah, that's it.
You know what I hope to see next year?
What's that?
I hope to see that the Ark Encounter gets closed down for good.
Yeah. Freak Five says, I had great...
I need to get into my stinko, though.
Like, okay. I was fucking with you. I can't believe, like, people actually believe that.
What?
That we should be paying a fortune to go to college and stuff. Yeah,
no.
Will piss off the generation that had to pay for it.
Yeah, they're fucking enraged, and it's like, it's stupid. Freak Five says,
I never graduated, so I could go back if it were not expensive.
I was talking to Bernie. I was like, I have 2 years left on my bachelor's. I wish I could go back, but I can't afford it.
Whatever. Frank wants to make us think he went to college. Come on.
Freak said, I had great.
Actually, I'd probably have to start over, but maybe I won't have to do his lunch.
Yeah. If I go back to college, a lot of those
years I spent were bullshit, like orientation. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, I know, man. Hold on. Let me quickly...
Also, why do I have to pay so much for these books?
Yeah, hold on, break. Yeah, that's another problem with education. But anyways, I had great-great-grandparents who were slaves. Should they have said, don't free black people? I had to be a slave so younger black... That's exactly right, Freak Five. And speaking of that, I think the time for reparations is long overdue, man. Like I honestly think that this country should own up to its past, pay the indigenous people first, the Native Americans, their reparations and land and anything else that they're entitled to, and also black people in this country, because this country was built, at least in its current form, it was stolen from the Native Americans and it was built on the back of slaves. So yeah, I'm with you, Freak Five. And I have no animal in this fight. Like I'm Mexican American. Like I have my own, you know, the things, but black people in this country should definitely have reparations. No question about it. You know, no question. Freak said women used to not be able to vote. They didn't say I couldn't vote, so younger women shouldn't. Yeah, it's stupid logic, Freak Five. You make good points. I don't agree with reparations, but I won't say no if it was given to me. Well, Freak Five, you could not agree with it, but it after looking at it and after researching it and after knowing, yeah. Yeah, black people deserve every bit of reparations and more, man. No question. No question about it. Let's see. So the hair dye thing with Rudy Giuliani was pretty funny. All right, Eric, you're stinko, I guess?
Yeah, the passing of Kirby Morrow, voice actor and actor, Canadian actor, who's most well-known for his roles and on Dragon Ball Z and Legos Ninjago. And if case anybody doesn't remember, back in the old days when Funimation still sublicensing it out to Saban for distribution. They hired Ocean Dub Group because they couldn't afford to hire their own dub studio. Mm-hmm. So one of the voice actors was Ian Corlett, and then for some reason he stopped doing the voice of Goku, and they hired Kirby instead. Mm-hmm. And that was shortly before Dragon Ball Z took a hiatus in new episodes on syndication, before it ended up on Toonami with a new score and Funimation got their own.
I think that was like, went up to like the Ginyu Force saga, maybe?
Yeah, right before the Frieza saga started. This is where they stopped. Anyways, he also did the character Moroku from Inuyasha and Cyclops from X-Men Evolution. And he also did Captain Dave Kleinman from Stargate Atlantis as the Daedalus captain, I think.
Wow, that's a pretty lengthy resume, man. R.I.P. Kirby Morrow. That's sad to hear, man.
It doesn't say how, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, maybe COVID-related, man. You never know, man. 250,000 people and climbing. Freak says, I don't think we need to be given money. It's not given money. I think
there's only 47 too. So
your great great grandparents earned that money, Freak Five. I would just be happy with equality and not being murdered by police. Yeah, that's a whole other bag of issues. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, let's move on to. It's a free for all. Okay, we are on to round three of our tournament to determine the greatest TV horror show of all time. I think we said scariest too, right, Breakman? That was one of the qualifications.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, let's get into it, man. Let's start at the top and let's go right for the jugular here, so to speak. Castlevania versus Constantine. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to open up. I'm going to go with Castlevania for this reason. I thought about that series, and there are genuinely scary moments in Castlevania, man. Like
I agree.
There was a scene that just chilled me to the bone. It was the scene with the I don't know if he was an archbishop or whatever, but he was in the church, and he was getting a lecture by one of the big, you know, demons, and the demon was just... Whoever did the voice acting on that and that whole scene was just fantastic. And one of the scariest things I've ever seen in almost any anime, he was like, you know, basically saying, I love you. And, you know, it was just creepy at its core. Even though the guy was super corrupt, you almost had kind of like a sympathy for the archbishop, knowing that he was just going to get demolished. Constantine, to me, was more lighthearted, even though it had those elements.
And I'd say, like, back to Castlevania, that scene when it kept flashing back between the fight and what was going on with Alucard, like, that scene with Alucard was scary. Like, you didn't know if he was going to survive, you know what I mean?
Which one are you talking about, Break?
About towards the end of the season. Yeah, about the, I think, the last
episode. Last season.
Oh, of the first season or the second season?
No, the last season.
Oh, the third season. Yeah. No, exactly, man. There's moments in that series that'll just chill you. You know, it's just really good, man. As far as horror shows, Castlevania's got it in spades, man. It's got those moments. And Constantine had maybe a couple of those frightening type scenarios, but nothing... Nothing near.
Castlevania had a wicked turn on that last. Oh yeah, that was so good. There's some really. Oh, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil. What say you? So, Breakman, I'm guessing you're going with Castlevania.
Yes, Castlevania, absolutely.
You, Eric?
Castlevania.
All right, clean sweep for Castlevania. Next up, we got Lore versus Creepshow. I've talked about Lore quite a bit on here, but I love both of these shows. I think they're both worthy of being in this position. Lore is kind of an animated anthology of like different, you know, different stories. Creepshow's the same way. It keeps that Creepshow kind of sensibility and kind of, I guess in a way, humor, but there's not really that much humor in it, man. It's kind of scary. If I went by how scary the show was, I probably would choose Lore, but man, Creepshow is so good on Shudder. If you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend watching both of these shows, Lore and Creepshow. But I'm ultimately Creepshow by just barely for me. Eric, what say you?
I'm going to go with lore.
Okay, he's going to go with lore. So you're the tiebreaker, Breakman. What say you?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. I guess Creepshow.
Okay, Creepshow moves on based on Break's educated guess.
Okay, you know, how about we ask the chatters see what they think?
Okay, we'll ask chatters on that, but it's going to be Creepshow, man. Creepshow's going to move on. All right, Breakman, I'm going to start with you on this one. This is a Titanic matchup in my view. Stranger Things versus Tales from the Crypt.
You're an asshole.
I'm sorry, Tales from the Dark Side, not Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, well, that's easy. Thank God. Whew. All right, Stranger Things then.
Okay.
Oh my God, I don't want to deal with that. We're probably going to have to, aren't we? Stranger Things versus Tales from the Crypt.
I don't know, man, because guess what? I don't know. I'm going with Tales from the Dark Side on this, and here's my rationale. I love Stranger Things. I think there are a lot of scary moments in Stranger Things, but Tales from the Dark Side is probably one of the scariest, like, creepiest anthology horror shows I've ever seen. Even sometimes more so than Tales from the Crypt. I'm picking Tales from the Dark Side, Breakman. So, guess what, Eric? It's up to you.
You're wrong, but Eric.
I'm going with Stranger Things.
You guys.
Yeah, see, Eric's not wrong.
You guys haven't seen Tales from the Dark Side, you son of a bitches, man. The song alone, man, is scary. The theme. But, anyways. All right, Freak Five's talking about a coworker here. So Stranger Things survives the challenge from Tales from the Dark Side. Next matchup we got here. Ooh, here's a Titanic matchup. I'll start with Eric. Tales from the Crypt versus The Walking Dead.
This is actually an easy one for me.
Oh, my God.
I haven't even seen The Walking Dead, so I'm just going with Tales of the Crypt.
Okay, Breakman, what are you picking?
Walking Dead, it's a good show. It's actually a great show. I really love it. But it's kind of, it's had kind of its ups and down moments and stuff like that. Tales from the Crypt might be the greatest horror show ever made.
Uh-oh. You're ready. Freak says Tales from the Crypt.
I'm sorry, Walking Dead. As big of a fan as I am, Tales from the Crypt.
All right. I'm picking Tales from the Crypt as well to clean sweep. I think Walking Dead is one of the most overrated shows on television.
Especially. I think you're an asshole.
Well, that's no secret, Breakman. I'll wear that with the badge of honor, man. I think Walking Dead is super overrated, other than the first, like, two seasons, maybe season six. But Tales from the Crypt is an all-timer. I agree with you. And it very well could be. We'll find out next week. But we're moving on. Here is another matchup, Breakman. Twilight Zone versus The Outer Limits.
Oh, that's actually not that hard, really. I mean, Outer Limits only happened because Twilight Zone was off the air, right?
Yes, partially, but it was still damn fine, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm not discounting that, but still, Twilight Zone.
Okay,
it was the originator, and it just. It was so hard to top Twilight Zone.
All right, Eric. What say you?
Twilight Zone.
Really? I thought you had been the big big fan of...
I've seen more episodes of The Outer Limits, or at least the 90s version.
It would be a lot harder for Twilight Zone, but apparently Twilight Zone moves on. I'm also picking Twilight Zone, but not by much.
The 90s Outer Limits was so good, too.
Oh, God. Twilight Zone's so good, man. I mean,
That's the problem. It's going to be in Twilight Zone, which is the originator of that kind of storytelling.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup. Ash versus Evil Dead versus Penny Dreadful. I'm going to go first on this one. I love Penny Dreadful. I think it did wonderful to get this far, but I have to pick Ash versus Evil Dead. It was so good, so fun. Not much more fun can be had from a horror TV show than Ash versus Evil Dead. I'm picking Ash versus Evil Dead. What say you, Breakman?
I've said Tales from the Crypt probably the best show on here. I think it's a horror show. Ash versus Evil Dead is probably my favorite, though.
All right. You, Eric, is it a clean sweep?
I'm gonna go with Ash versus Evil Dead. I haven't seen either of these, but I'd rather watch that.
Penny Dreadful's so fucking hilarious.
Ash versus Evil Dead's really good. I talked about an episode where this I don't know what do they call him? Deadite infected this guy, and he was walking around with his schlong just flopping around. It was a riot, man. I think it was just super fun.
And there's so many homages to classic horror movies and stuff. It was just such a well-done show.
Yeah. I really like Penny Dreadful, though. I think Penny Dreadful is
underrated. I have a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Chat, too. Has anybody watched the new Animaniacs reboot on HBO Max yet?
I don't have HBO Max, man.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. What reboot is it?
That's why I also mentioned chat. The Animaniacs reboot.
Animaniacs reboot?
Oh, Animaniacs.
Oh, Animaniacs. No, I haven't seen any. I think, isn't that Hulu? I thought that was Hulu. I could be wrong.
No, it's HBO Max.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's good, though. Okay, next
maybe you're right. I need to look.
Next matchup.
Well, if it's on Hulu, I will. I thought it was on HBO Max. I don't know why I did
that. I could be wrong, guys. All right, the next matchup we got for you is The Stand versus Are You Afraid of the Dark? Eric, I'm going to go with you on this one.
Yeah, it is on Hulu. I think it'll probably end up on there, though. That's what I'm thinking, maybe.
All right, Eric. The Stand versus Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Okay, Breakman, what say you?
I really liked The Stand when it was on television. I don't think it holds up really well. But I saw like an Are You Afraid, or I guess the most recent Are You Afraid of the Dark, and it was terrible, so The Stand.
Yeah.
Okay, I think there are genuine scary moments in both. The Stand does not hold up very well. God, this is kind of a tough one for me. This is kind of the two weaker entries, I think.
I think this is, yeah.
We need to put lace to put them so they're the winners and the losers.
Okay. I think I'll go with The Stand just because it's a little more mature, kind of. All right. Final, let's see. Freak Fight says, I know it is. I've been rewatching iZombie. When I am finished with that, I'll rewatch Ash. It's so good, man. Ash vs. Evil Dead's a great show. Man, I'm surprised that Netflix didn't pick that one up and continue.
Well, I know, like, we all wanted more Ash vs. Evil Dead and stuff like that, but I mean, Raimi really had a point. Like, we really did everything we could with the show. If you know, we don't want to jump the shark type thing.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, people do it all the time. You could have.
Maybe it's something that maybe they can come back to, I'd hope.
His daughter could have, you know, that daughter could have, like, you know, picked up that show where it left off and ran with it, man. It would have been fresh and cool, and I don't know. Anyways, last matchup we have for you guys this week is Lucifer versus Hannibal. I'm going to go first on this one. I think Hannibal is one of the most chilling shows you could ever watch on regular TV. No less. I think this aired on CBS. I could be wrong. But Hannibal, to me, is a super scary show. Lucifer is a little more lighthearted with a very sexy Lucifer. I know I've seen enough of Lucifer to know it's a good show. But Hannibal, to me, is an all-timer. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Hannibal, too.
All right. Is it a clean sweep break?
Holy crap. Freak said I don't think The Stand was very scary, but I did read The Stand in the eighth grade. There made you read a million-page book in the eighth grade? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. It was a big book, man.
I'm going to go with Hannibal, too. I've never seen either one of these, but I'm going with Frank's recommendation.
It's on Netflix, Break. If you have Netflix, you got to watch Hannibal. You and Mrs. Breakman would love Hannibal. It's different and scary. It's genuinely scary. All right. Our final eight are set up for next week. We've got some Titanic matchups, and the matchup that you always dreaded, Breakman, Stranger Things versus Tales from the Crypt next week. So that's going to be insanely hard. Twilight Zone versus Ash versus Evil Dead is going to be, oh, God, that's going to be crazy. Castlevania versus Creepshow, that's insane. The Stand versus Hannibal, that's maybe a little bit easier, but man, oh, man, We've got eight great shows for you guys next week to battle it out. So it's going to be fun. What do you guys think? What now are your thoughts, Breakman? What do you think is just going to take the whole thing?
I don't know if I'm going to be here next week.
Did you catch COVID, man? Is that what's going on here?
I'm catching. I don't want to be here next week. I did.
Eric, what is... Okay, I'll ask you this then, Breakman. What is your dark horse to win this whole thing?
Oh, dark horse to win this.
Yep. What's the one that you don't think is a favorite going in, but you think might survive to the end? I'll tell you, I know what the favorite is right now. I can tell you right now what the favorite is.
I think it'd be one of the favorites that would win. I think it'd be between Ash versus Evil Dead and Tales from the Crypt.
Really? I got a different way of thinking, man. I think Stranger Things is the favorite going in, but I think Castlevania is the kind of dark horse to win it all. I really do. I mean, I don't know why, man, but I see Castlevania just going all the way to the end. And
since I can only pick one, I'm going to go with Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
Castlevania.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I think Castlevania, huh?
Yeah, Castlevania thing's kind of the dark horse. If I were to... How dare you? How dare you?
Were you saying something?
If I were to pick a favorite, I would pick Stranger Things or... God damn, we're going to have a tough time next week.
Oh.
But anyways, next week, the champion will be revealed, the greatest horror TV show of all time. And, you know, no caveats. I mean, it's just what we think. But I'm going to go with the scariest ones, I think. I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't know, man. That's just kind of the way I think we should go. But there it is. The 8 finalists, Castlevania, Creepshow, Stranger Things, Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone, Ash vs. Evil Dead, The Stand, and Hannibal. So we've got some fantastic... The Stand, I don't know how The Stand made it this far, but you know, whatever.
It went up against some weak competition, I guess.
It must have, man. Either that or you guys suck and pick shit. You know, I don't know, man.
What did it go up against last week? Let me see.
Last week,
it went up against a show called Brimstone.
Yeah, Brimstone should have won, man. Brimstone is Brimstone's an underrated gem, man. Like, it had John Glover, and I didn't see the entire series. I think it only had one season, but man, it was good. Freak said, a girl I had a crush on was reading The Stand, so I read it. My longest crush. If something happened to Mrs. Freak and this woman was interested, I would be there. We are still friends. One of her daughters and her husband work with me, but they are poly, so nothing has to happen to her husband. Yeah.
You thought this through, huh?
Yeah, he really did, man. Yeah. So there you go.
No, I don't have to bump him off. It's all good.
So there you go. Our final 8 are set. Next week we will crown the champ. I'm excited. I think we've done a decent job. I know there were some horror shows that I left out, but whatever. All right, gents. I think it's about time to do our plugs. Breakman, your plug.
You can follow me at break_man on Twitter, and that's the only Twitter account I'm going to give you because you assholes won't send me fucking dear Breakman questions.
You got to give the other Twitter, Breakman. How dare you?
Fine, at RP Grinders, where you can ask dear Breakman a fucking question. Sorry.
At RP Grinders.
At RP Grinders on Twitter, yes.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next.
You can find sites I've written for, such as BossBashGate.com, TotallyJam.com, where I have reviews of games I write for, in which hopefully I can get around to doing that again. But
Freak 5, you're something.
Excuse me. But if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little dollar on my Patreon would help out. And you can go to the link on my Patreon at EricRPG on Twitter.
Yeah, at EricRPG on Twitter, you can find the link to his Patreon and, you know, donate something because he does a lot of fine written work for various sites. So there you go. What is Hermes' Twitter account? What are you talking about, Freak 5? I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I thought you meant Hermes. I didn't have to redo that.
Because I
went to make a Twitter account for Harmy, and I made a mistake of making his birthday that day.
I thought he was looking at Hermy porn. That's what I thought Freak 5 was Hermy into. Porn.
Like from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is that Hermes?
No, like hermaphrodite type thing, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was inferring, but whatever.
Grammatical guy is actually horribly transphobic.
Yeah. Okay. You can follow me on.
Let's just move on.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. Either one will get you there. I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Our good friend Freak Five. Commander Root was in there. Bernie was in chat, even though she couldn't hear us. Lurks was in there. Slagar, our good friend Slagar, was in there. And who else? There was somebody else. If I missed you, my bad. But thank you so much. And thank you so much to the archive listeners. I know we have a ton of archive listeners, so thank you all so much. You guys and gals, you know, really help out the show. So thank you. I know you can't be here live on Fridays, 7 Eastern, because either A, you're working, or B, you have a life. So, but thank you for listening whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening. Really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it. All right, guys, anything else?
Stay safe. Keep wearing a mask.
Yeah. I mean, we all want to be with our family on Thanksgiving, but this is... We're in the middle of a
Christmas.
Pandemic.
Just don't think it's going to end by there either.
Yeah. Like, you really avoid large gatherings. If you're going to be like a small, intimate gathering, that's fine. The large gatherings, just don't do it.
Even if
now,
you're
we
having.
We want to be with our families, but no.
Yeah, if you're
just,
having.
Even if I took out my brother and his daughter and their wife, there'd still be too many people at Thanksgiving my sister's.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving, but if you are going to gather with your family, which I know. You know, it's really tough to not, but you really shouldn't. But don't shout. Wear your mask. I know it sounds dumb, except when you're eating. You know, try not to. Just keep your distance. You know, singing. I know there's not a lot of singing during Thanksgiving, but try avoiding singing and stuff like that.
No, just Christmas caroling.
Just basic CDC guidelines. You know, just wash your hands.
Oh,
don't...
we wish you a Merry Thanksgiving.
You know, it's that old tried and true, you know, what is that? Cranberry sauce. Oh, won't you please feed my belly? You know, those ones, that type of thing. But yeah, just keep your distance. You know, try to wash your hands as often as possible. Don't touch your face. You know, stuff like that. You know, all that type of stuff. So,
well, I don't see why there wouldn't be. I mean, there are Christian dating apps.
Farmers Only. At Farmers Only.
Yeah, he wants to make a Farmers Only. That's Farmers Only. Make a Farmers Only account for farming.
All right. Yeah, all that fun stuff. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. Yeah. Oh my god, the maggots would show up in droves to RP Grinders. That would be fantastic, man. It'd be really great.